It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about the outbreak of a strange new disease in the United States and our monthly look at science headlines with Gemma Tarlak.
First, findings from a two-month-long investigation into the shooting of an unarmed 19-year-old by a Madison police officer will be released tomorrow, and groups all around the city are preparing for that decision.
At issue is whether Madison police officer Matt Kenny will have to face charges over his role in the fatal shooting of Tony Robinson in March. While there's been nothing to indicate the results either way, Madison police are preparing for protests when the decision comes down.
Here with us now to talk about the case and how officials and groups around Madison are preparing for the release is WPR reporter Gilman Halstead, who's been following this story since the beginning. Gilman, welcome back.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Well, the DA had said that he would give 2 days' notice before he announced his decision. Now we have that 2 days' notice. It's coming down tomorrow. What do we know about the timing of the announcement?
Well, the family of Tony Robinson were not particularly happy with the timing, but I guess we can just say something briefly about that. I talked to Tony Robinson's mother, Andrea Irwin, last night, and we all know what day yesterday was. It was Mother's Day, and it was not the kind of news that she wanted to hear on that day, and she was very upset by it and thought that it was insensitive for it to be released the way it was. The phone started ringing off the hook from reporters like me soon after that. But they do still, the family, I guess the other thing to say about the timing is that, I mean, I think that D.A. Ozanne spent a long time because the investigation was so detailed that, there were 29 agents and analysts and supervisors from the state, from the Department of Criminal Investigation and their offices in Appleton, Milwaukee, and Wausau, working on the report that he had to go through that included witness interviews with 60 people, 40 separate households, and a lot of video footage that they were able to get from people who had cell phones going and that the police had as well. So he had a lot to go through, and it's a very sensitive decision to make for him to decide whether or not Officer Kenny was justified in using lethal force when he shot Tony Robinson that day. So those are the two things I would say about the timing.
And it looks as though tomorrow might be the day that we get the fullest telling yet in what
That's
may
right.
have happened on that day that Tony Robinson was shot and killed. What are the big questions that we don't have answers to yet?
Well, the major question is what Officer Kenny saw and what he was feeling, what he believed at the time in terms of any threat that he faced from Tony Robinson when he went to the apartment, having been told that Tony Robinson was there and that he may have assaulted someone just recently. We don't know exactly. There were interviews obviously done with Officer Kenny. We have never heard any of those. So that's probably the key piece of information we don't know. And how D.A. Ozanne is going to judge what Officer Kenny says that he was feeling at that particular point about whether it was a reasonable thing for him that he had no other choice but to shoot Tony.
And do we know in particular what sort of evidence D.A. Ozanne will be looking for when he tries to answer those questions?
Well, the interviews and investigation included not just what people saw that day, but it includes information from every witness they talked to, including Officer Kenny, and including what they were doing in the hours leading up to the shooting, even to the point of how much sleep they'd gotten the day before. So he's going to be judging all sorts of things about both Tony Robinson's state of mind at the time and Officer Kenny's state of mind at the time. And none of us except Officer Kenny really know what happened on those stairs when he went upstairs. There's a little bit of information that came out in police reports the day that the event happened, in which police said that Tony Robinson hit Officer Kenny in the head and knocked him down. That's about the only detail that we know. There's been a little bit of information from the medical examiner, from the county medical examiner, about how many shots were fired and that he was shot in the chest and in the arm, I believe. And there's has been some dispute about that, but at least none of the reporters I know have actually looked at that autopsy report. So we're going to hear the details of that. Apparently, the family believes, and is now carrying out their own investigation, that Tony might have been shot in the back, but that none of that has been proven or corroborated.
We're talking with WPR reporter Gilman Halstead. We're talking about the pending announcement coming tomorrow in the Tony Robinson shooting death. DA Ishmael Ozan will be making that announcement tomorrow. And Gilman, the words, the term welfare check has been used to describe the nature of Kenny's occasion to be there checking on Tony Robinson. Do we know anything about what sort of police procedure is involved in a welfare check and whether Kenny followed it?
Well, that's a difficult question because there were a number of things that came across the dispatches on the radio that have been released to the public about what Officer Kenny knew when he was on his way, when he was responding to that, what did you call it?
The welfare check.
Welfare check, right. So that was a 911 call that we know came from friends of Tony Robinson's who called because they were concerned about the way Tony was behaving. But before Officer Kenny got there, there were two other dispatches that came in concerning Tony, and that was that he had assaulted someone, possibly two people, and that that he had tried to strangle someone. Now, it's really hard to tell from the dispatches the chronology of those events, but definitely they came after the initial call, the 911 call. And so, I mean, I'm really just guessing here. I don't think that when Officer Kenny got there, he was thinking about the welfare check. I think the last thing he heard was that there had been an assault. And in fact, the dispatch said that Tony might be assaulting somebody in the apartment. And the police reports say that Officer Kenny heard something upstairs. It was an upstairs apartment, and that's why he went in. So your question on welfare check, it's a difficult one. I mean, we had a similar situation in Milwaukee where Dontre Hamilton had been basically checked as a welfare check because the people in the Starbucks nearby in the park where he was sleeping were concerned about him sleeping there, and he'd been checked on in a welfare form, but ended up being three different times before an altercation developed and the police officer ended up shooting Hamilton. That was last April.
Now, initially, the family was supportive of the investigation, but their position changed over the course of time. Why did they say that they'd lost faith in the process, and do you have a sense of where they are now?
Well, when I talked to Andrea Irwin, Tony's mother, last night, she said she still has hope that that Officer Kenny will be held responsible because she believes that the shooting was not justified and that Officer Kenny shouldn't have shot her son. Exactly why they lost hope, I'm not completely sure, but my understanding is that part of it was they learned that there were former Madison police officers who were involved in the investigation that the Division of Criminal Investigation was carrying out. They thought that would indicate a bias in the investigation. There may have been some other things that made them decide they were really not convinced they were going to get the kind of truth out of it that they wanted, but I'm not aware of them.
And Gilman, just briefly, how is Madison preparing for the release of this decision tomorrow?
Well, the police have said that they're ready to facilitate any peaceful protests of people exercising their First Amendment rights. The group that carried out and organized most of the demonstrations that occurred immediately after the shooting, the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition, have said they are not going to hold any demonstrations tomorrow, the day of the announcement, out of respect for the family. There's a group of churches and clergy leaders who have, there's a list now on the Madison Urban Ministry page of what churches are going to be open for people to come and pray and to talk and speak out about the decision, both that and pray, all over the city. That's one of the preparations that have been made. The Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition will be holding rallies starting at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, which they plan to march to the city-county building, as I understand it, and hold what they call a people's court that I guess might be in their own indictment of Officer Kenny.
Gilman, thank you so much for joining us. That was Gilman Halstead, one of WPR's reporters here in Madison. He joined us to talk about the investigation into Tony Robinson's death. Tomorrow, the Dane County District Attorney plans to announce his decision on whether to charge the officer involved in that shooting.